The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Daled Hilchos Sukkah, Sifim Aleph to Zion. Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Livnais is a sukkah miyad b'yoyim shalach yom kippurim. It's a mitzvah to build the sukkah immediately in the morning after Yom Kippur. V'afilu hu erev Shabbos. Even if it's erev Shabbos, the mitzvah abol yaday ayach mitzana. Because once a mitzvah comes to your hand, meaning now Yom Kippur is over and now it's the time to focus on sukkahs, we should not delay the mitzvah, we should be mekayim the mitzvah right away of building the sukkah. Now, while the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you can build the sukkah even if it's Erev Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tofer, Reish Chav Hei, Sifkot and Beis, brings down from the Prima Gadim that you should only do it Ad Chatzos. But Achazeh, Yesh Loimed De'osa. Prima Gadim says that the building of the sukkah should be done only until Chatzos, but after Chatzos it should not be done. A lot of people, they ask a question because in Siman Reishon and Aleph, where it talks about doing malacha on Erev Shabbos, so the Mechaber brings down two opinions. One says the Mechaber in Simeration and Aleph, Ha'isa malacha b'Erev Shabbos min ha-mincha l'mal, if someone does malacha on Erev Shabbos from mincha onwards, ain't a roi simen bracha, he doesn't see a simen bracha. Yesh mefarshim mincha g'dayla, some say that means that you can't do malacha by mincha g'dayla. Yesh mefarshim mincha k'tana, and some say that the time to stop is mincha k'tana. And furthermore, continues in Shulchan Aruch there that if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, so then you could go even past the time of Mincha Ketana. So the question comes out is, over here where we're talking about Mitzvah Sukkah, it's a Mitzvah, so why did the Mishnah Berurah say only until Chatzos? Even any Malacha goes until Mincha Gdeila, or according to the Minig, to Mincha Ketana, which is even later. And here, it's even a Dvar Mitzvah, where technically you could go even past Mincha Ketana. So why is Mishnah Berurah saying differently? And going to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's not a question. He says you could do it all Erev Shabbos. Mistami is going with the Cheshbon, that it's a Mitzvah, so therefore a Mitzvah you're allowed to do the entire Erev Shabbos. So Pashtus, to just touch up the Mishnah Berurah, Pashtus is that the Shita Sabach, the Shita Sabach says that even though the Mechaber brings down that you're going to Mincha Gdeila, Mincha Ketana, the Bach holds that Chatzos, you can do Melach until Chatzos. So Mistama, Mishnah Berurah is Cheshbin is that even though normally we're not Cheshish for the Shita of the Bach, but over here, why are you building the Sukkah now? If you're building the Sukkah only to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, Zvizan Makdim and Lemitzvahs, if that's the whole weight and purpose of doing that mitzvah now, so for the purpose of Zrizin, it's not kedai to go against the Shita of the Bach and to do Mlacha after Chatzos, because we don't want to do a Chumra that's going to really be a Kula, meaning mitzvah Zrizin is optional, we could do the Sukkah later. So here, why are we doing it, pushing ourselves bedafka to do it Erev Shabbos if it's after Chatzos? We have an opinion, even though we don't hold like that opinion, but there is an opinion that we shouldn't be doing it then. So Mitzvah Zizin shouldn't overpower and come ahead of the Shita of the Bach. But so Mustama, that's the Cheshbon of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayre. However, even though the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't do it till Chatzos, that's Mustama only with this Cheshbon that we're making, where really you could do it another time. But if the situation is such that this is the only time that you really have to do the sukkah, then certainly you can build the sukkah on Erev Shabbos till Mincha Ketana, and even there would be a svar to say you could do it even afterwards because it's a tzayich mitzvah. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, v'yivker makom naki lamidushon. You should pick a clean place to build your sukkah. In olden times, what people would do is they put the sukkah in back of their house. But what was in back of the house? The outhouse was also in back of the house. So then that would create a big problem. Halacha, how are they going to say brachas and bench and say kiddush when you have the smell from the outhouse that perhaps could reach the sukkah? So therefore, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us, be careful when you choose your site for the sukkah, choose a site where we won't have a, where it's clean, where we won't have any chashashas of reyach rav, which would make it also to say brachas there. It's a mitzvah for each person on his own to toil in making the sukkah and putting up the schach, because we say mitzvah b'yaisim b'bishlucha, even though you can be mekayim the mitzvah, someone else makes the sukkah for you, but it's more of a mitzvah when you do it yourself than when if you delegate it. And even if he is a person, of a very honorable person, And therefore it might look a little bit degrading, you know, he's taking a hammer and his nails and he's knocking pieces of wood together, and everyone could see him in his, you know, front porch or by in his driveway when they're walking by the street, they could see him with his hammer and tools, and maybe perhaps if he's a very mechubadika person, that would be something that was would be a little bit taking away from his cupboard and not appropriate. No, that's not the case. Zehu kvodo, that is indeed his honor, sha'isik ba'atzma b'mitzvah, that he himself is being Isaac in the mitzvah. They do bring down, though, the Masham brings down, that's all when it comes to people see that you're building a sukkah, but to go to the forest and start cutting the wood to make the planks for the sukkah, so then that's not so nicker, that's not so noticeable that you're doing a mitzvah. It looks like you're cutting wood. We don't know what you're going to build with the wood. So when it's so far removed, so then a Talmud Chacham should not be mevaz is covered if it'll take away from his covered and be bad for the tzibur, that they won't respect him properly. But in terms of anything that is can be seen that it has to do with the sukkah itself, the building of the sukkah, that's something that that is his covered to do the mitzvah. Min aroi haya levarach shechinu asiyas ha-sukkah. Really, technically, it would be appropriate to make a shechayonu when you build the sukkah, when you're preparing that mitzvah. However, the minhag is not to make a shechayonu when you make and build the sukkah, rather to wait until we say kiddush in the sukkah, and then the shechayonu is going on the sukkah as well. The yahadeh liyapos is a sukkah la'noisa, and you should beautify the sukkah and make it pretty, but kalim noyim with nice vessels, matzois nois, and nice mats and tapestries, kafi koicha, according to your ability. Sif beis, be'inyan tfanais ha-sukkah, when it comes to the halachas of the walls of the sukkah, yesh habe chiluki dinim, there are a lot of different halachas, ve'en ha-kol bikim, and not everybody is so knowledgeable in those laws. Okay, so therefore, tzrichin la'aseis tfanais shlemis, the minig in Klai Yisrael is we make walls that are complete walls, the chazakis and strong, meaning we don't use eitzes of levud where the wall is not a really complete wall. You have just, you know, strips every three tvachim or other ways of making a halachic wall as we do in Erevin sometimes, but not a complete wall. No, by sukkah we try to do a complete wall. Shalayeh ruach meniyah isamin, and the wall should be strong, that the wind should not move them. If the wind is going to shake the wall significantly, and it can go three tvachim back and forth, so then, according to many paiskim, that's not considered a wall anymore. A wall is something that, a mechitza is something that could stand. But if something is moving so much, it can't stand. That's one of the tainas that a lot of people have on the canvas sukkahs, because the canvas can blow back and forth, and it goes more than three tefachim. So that's why, even though we don't like to be using a wall that has lavud, that you know, the way where you do every three tefachim a little piece, and then so we say it's considered whole. But the eitzah by the canvas sukkahs, they sell these lavud straps where you'll see straps they put around the sukkah less than every three tefachim and taking you up to the 10 tefachim height that is required for a wall. And in that case, that we're covered on both sides because we have a solid wall, meaning the canvas. And even if the canvas blows, we still have the lavud straps to be samech on that it's still a kosher wall. That would be an eitzah to take care of everybody's concerns. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'gam shlo yichaber ruach asaneris. Also, if you have complete walls, then the Shabbos candles, the Yom Tov candles, won't be blown out by the wind because you'll be protected from the wind. Umisha ein loy date sarchel tfanas, and someone who doesn't have the ability to make four complete walls, Mutav shiaseh shalosh shleimus me'arba she'en shleimus. It's better to have three walls that are complete whole walls rather than make four walls of a sukkah and have them being relying on those eitzes of lavud or etc. Again, really a sukkah is kosher with three walls. It's just, it's a hiddur, there should be four walls, but not to give up the, not to go for the hiddur of four walls if that's going to make a requirement that you need a wall that's not going to be shalim. Umishiyadoi masagas, and someone who's has the ability, mitzvah loy shitiyah loy sukkah b'niyah im gagos sheniftachim v'nisgoin adei tzirim. It's a mitzvah that you should make a sukkah that has a covering that you can open with hinges and close with hinges, v'sogim b'shas k'shamim, so that this way you can close the sukkah when it rains. U'kshapasko k'shamim, when the rain ends, niftachim agagos, you can open up the roof, v'schach u'nogov, and then the schach will be completely dry because it never got wet from the rain. Yachal l'kayim mitzvah sukkah k'roi, and you'll be able to makayim the mitzvah sukkah as appropriate. So rather than after the rain having drip come down from the schach, in which case you would still be putter from that sukkah, you wouldn't be able to makayim the mitzvah properly because it's not a place that you would normally eat because the rain is dripping. But now, if you have this covering, as soon as the rain stops, you can open up the covering and be able to makayim the mitzvah. Mishmur brings down, one has to be careful when they have those coverings that they, you know, pull up with pulleys or hinges, that they should be very careful to make sure that they pull the covering all the way up so that the roof cover, you know, comes up 180 degrees and stands up perfectly vertical. Because if it's hanging over the sukkah still, so that would passel perhaps part of the sukkah, or in certain circumstances, even the whole sukkah could become passel if it's not opened sufficiently wide. And so one has to be careful when he has those hinges and pulleys for the roof to make sure that you stand up the roof vertically. It's also pointed out in the Paiskim that one shouldn't have the roof on and then put up the schach. He should first open up the roof and then put the schach on to avoid shilas of tasav lomana osui. Sif gimel. Gam b'schach yesh kamedinim. There's also several halachas pertaining to the schach. V'kiven sha'anu noigin l'sachech ba'anfei lanois, and since our minig is to use tree branches for the schach, oi bekonim, or reeds, kiven shehem gedulei kaka, since those items are items which grow from the ground, v'hema klushim, and they are cut from the ground, v'enam makabum tuma, and they're not makabal tuma, they weren't turned into a kli at all, v'enam kshurim yachan, and they're not tied together, ein behem shum chashash, there's no chashash with that type of schach which the minhag was to use. So therefore, people use regular bamboo as it's cut from the ground, so that would fall into this category of not having any chashash. Obviously, a lot of people, they go for the bamboo mats, where you have, if it would just be strips of bamboo that would stand up on their own, it would be no problem. The issue that some people have with the mats is the way that the bamboo strips are connected, or the wooden strips are connected one to the other. In general, you want to make sure to use something to connect them that's not makabel tuma. So there are mats that are with a lower quality hechsher that have string or nylon that attaches the pieces of wood together, and that would be a problem lechatchila according to many paiskim. So therefore, the mats with the bed hashem, they make sure to attach the mats with some type of vine material or something that grows from the ground that is not makabel tuma. Which gets us into Sif Dalid. Lechatchila roi lahachmir shloi laniach al sukkah dovah makabel tuma sheiniach lav asaschach. Lechatchila, one should not put on the sukkah something that's makabel tuma and have the schach go on top of that. You don't want the schach supported by something that could be makabel tuma, and that's a din lechatchila. Kagoyin sulamayis sheish lem beis kibbel ashlivayis, like ladders that the place where the pegs of the ladder stick into the wood, so that's makabel tuma because it's a kli, it's makabel the peg. So you don't want to put those ladders up on the sukkah and then the support, the schach on top of that, because then the schach is being supported by something that's makabel tumah. The kol shekein shar kelim, and certainly putting on the sukkah other vessels, could go in maro, magrefa, like shovels, a hose, v'afilu litein oisam al haschach lachziko, even to take these items and put them on top of the schach to hold them down, that they should, the schach shouldn't blow off in the wind, yesh lahachmir, one should be machmir, and not use anything that's makabel tumah to hold down the schach. The same thing would be tying down the schach. A lot of people have the mats, as we said, and the mats, you know, if it's windy, can take off and fall off. So they want to put something to tie it down. So they shouldn't take something that's makabel tumah and tie down the mats, because now the mats are being held down with something that's makabel tumah if a wind would come. Instead, you want to people put down, you know, 2x3s or some other heavy wood that's not a kli, and the weight of that will hold down the mat and keep it from blowing away or tossing around. Ubidiyavid, however, bidiyavid, ishain lo yishadvarm, or there's nothing else available for the construction of the sukkah. Hakol mutter, even if it's makabel tumah, it would still be mutter. It's only a din lechatchila. The kaimalon, because we hold the mutter lahamidis aschach b'davar makabel tumah, because meikar din, you can hold up the schach with something that's makabel tumah. So if somebody's invited over to for sukkahs, they have to go to a meal to another sukkah, and that other sukkah is being tied down or held, the schach is being supported by something that's makabel tumah. He can still accept the invitation, and that's already considered a bidyavid situation. He doesn't have to refuse to eat there or make a whole issue just because the schach is being held by a davar makabel tumah. You have to put the schach in a way that the sukkah will have more shade than sun. Most of the surface area needs to be covered by schach. Because if the sukkah was more sunnier than shady, as if it was 12 noon and the sun was being down straight, then it would be possible in atoya. And therefore, you have to make sure to put enough schach that even after the schach might shrink a little bit because it might dry up if you're using fresh branches or fresh greenery for schach, that it make it enough that it should be on, that even after it shrivels a little bit, there'll be more shade than sun. You also want to make sure when you put up your schach that you won't have a line that is more than 3 tefachim wide that is missing schach, that whole line is just air. You shouldn't put on so much schach that it's totally blocking all view of the sky. You want to have some air spaces amongst the schach so that you can see the stars from the sukkah. Mikom Malkum, nevertheless, im hayisam uva she'ein ha'koychavim nirin k'sheira. If too much schach was put on and the schach is so thick that you can't see the stars from through the schach, it's still a kasha sukkah. Avol im hayisam uva kol kach she'afilim yardim g'shamim harbe einam yardim l'soicha. If the schach is so thick and so much that even in a rain, a large rain, the rain will not enter the sukkah because the schach is so thick. Imkain, so if so, havikain bayis upsula, it would be considered like a house, like a permanent dwelling, not like a sukkah upsula, and therefore the sukkah would be pasul. The Mishnah Berurah adds though that if one can't remove some of the schach to make it so that the rain would come through, then b'dieved the sukkah is still kosher and you could still use the sukkah. Sivav. The sukkahs habenuyos, and the sukkahs that are built, lefamim, sometimes boltim datum lamala ala kaislim. Sometimes the walls extend out, something extends out above, past the walls. Valdapim elu munachim akunsoi shalem aschach. And on those pieces of wood, those boards, so then that's where they put the poles at which the schach rests on. And since that board that's put by the perimeter of the sukkah by the roof of the sukkah is not more than 4 amos long. Ainu paisel sa sukkah. It doesn't passel with the sukkah. Passel the sukkah mishum schach pasel because it's schach pasel. Shalach al maishim isinai because it's alach al maishim isinai. The bepachis me abba amos amin and doifin akuma. That less than 4 amos of schach pasel we say doifin akuma that the wall is curved. So to just to illustrate it, so if you have picture a sukkah, you're looking down on it, and now the walls are vertical, straight up, and now imagine that now you have, instead of putting schach kosher on the whole roof, you have, let's say, 2 amos of schach pasul, or you have a board there covering it, which is, let's say is pasul, and then you start the kosher schach. So even though that part is not kosher to sit under, but it's not, it doesn't passel the sukkah, because we say it's as if the wall is sort of bent and curved, and so it's that part is not considered so much like schach, it's considered like part of the wall, and it doesn't passel the sukkah, assuming that you have a sheer sukkah besides that. Perish says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, shenachshav al adoifin, we're going to, that schach is considered like it's part of the wall. And you look at it as if the wall bent over there. But we don't sleep, we don't eat underneath that board, underneath that schach pasul. Because it doesn't have a din of sukkah underneath that part. Even if it's only 4 tvachim wide, that schach pasul that we're starting on the corner of the, from where the wall begins, when we're starting to put the schach on, we use schach pasul. It's only 4 tvachim. It's still, even if it's only 4 tvachim schach pasul, it still can't be eaten underneath that. Aval yesa sukkah kasha, but the rest of the sukkah is kasha. Mishnah Berurah says there's room to be machmir that should be no more than 3 tvachim of schach pasul on the side in order to eat underneath it. However, if you have boards that are 4 amos or more that are next to the walls, and that's how the schach, the roof is beginning, that's called schach pasul. It's called sukkah. That could pasul the whole sukkah. Nevertheless, if only one side of the sukkah has the 4 amos boards that are for the roof that's starting near the wall, like some of the sukkahs that both have it that way, they make a sort of a roof just on one side of the sukkah, so that if it starts to rain, they'll have a covered area where they could put all their utensils and vessels. They shouldn't get ruined. That's not a problem, because it's only on one side. So if you had a four-wall sukkah and only one of the walls had the boards above it, where the roof started, so you still have, it's one pass of the sukkah, because you still have the other 3 walls, which are kosher. Shemunah chaleim schach kosher, that those have schach kosher on it. The sukkah mishalish tefanais, and a sukkah that's made from 3 walls, gamken ksheva, would also be kosher in this situation. As long as there's a shia sukkah there, dahainu, meaning, as long as you have a shia of 7x7 tvachim that is done kasher, it would be okay. But they shouldn't sit underneath that roof covering. And in that situation, what we're talking about with the 4 amos of schach pasul is not by the middle connecting wall, it's on one of the side walls. Siv Zion. If someone makes his sukkah underneath the trees, even if, because of the branches alone, the sukkah would still be more sunnier than shady, so therefore, when you put on your schach, that was what made the sukkah more shady than sunny, and so therefore you would think it should be okay. Mikol makom, nevertheless, psula, because the Shulchan Aruch says that it's pasul. Ma'afilim yakut zachrei kach anfei ilan, and even if you would cut the branches that are hanging over and resting on the sukkah, you would then cut them from the tree so they no longer be attached. Mikol makom, asukkah neshes psula. The sukkah still remains in its pasul status. The chsiv, because it says in the pasuk, chag asukkah is tasalach. You should make for yourself sukkahs. Mudashinan, and we dashen tas alomana, so you have to make it, and it can't happen by default. So once the sukkah was made, just by cutting off the branch, it doesn't now make it into a kasha sukkah, where the schach is kasha, because when the sukkah was made, when the covering was made, that schach was attached to the ground. Lachain, therefore, la'acha shekotas ha'nofim, after you cut the branches that were used as schach, that were still attached to the ground, once you cut those off, tzarchu la'gdia kol anof min ha'schach, you have to lift up every branch from the schach, v'yachzim yanichen l'shem sukkah, and then put it down again, l'shem sukkah. So this way you're making the sukkah again in a kosher fashion. This as well, the person should be careful not to put on the schach and then make the walls afterwards. Because we need that to be that when you put the schach on, that's what makes the sukkah kosher. So if you just make a frame without walls and you put on the sukkah is not kosher, it doesn't have any walls yet. You have to make sure to put the walls up first and then the schach. In general, the rule with the trees hanging over the sukkah is we consider any part that's underneath the tree branch or the leaves of the tree, that would be considered schach posel, the corresponding part that would be on the sukkah if it would hit it, you know, going straight, direct down. And so therefore, it's not discussed in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here, but the laws of schach posel would depend on how much schach posel you have in, how wide it was and how long it went for, and that's how it could be judged whether a tree branch, which you can't necessarily cut down, and it's hanging, let's say, above the sukkah, it's not resting on the sukkah, how to calculate if that would be a problem. Normally, if it's a tiny little branch going through, you're never going to have a problem with the sukkah. Kol tov.